Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring 5 fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
Today's cattle action continued to slide here. The May feeders were the weakest contract in the feeder cattle market, now 237 at 139.85. The August were $1.27 lower, and then September $1.67 lower, and October $1.92 lower. About 9 straight days of sell-off here has the market down about 8% in the last 9 days on the feeder cattle, so a pretty harsh sell-off. And August feeders have actually gone from contract highs just a few days ago all the way down to where they are now, which is near the contract lows. They've been a little bit lower in the past, but we're right there knocking on the door of those previous contract lows. Live cattle, $1.10 lower out in October and December, so quite a bit of weakness there. The Junes, which are now the front month, are only down 10 at 113.77. Box beef is reacting negatively here, with choice down $1.25 at 228.97. Select today down $1.17 at 216.33. The hog market continues to have quite a bit of volatility here. The August hogs were up 10 at 96.17 with about a $2.70 range from the high to the low. They had expanded trading limits today because they were up the limit yesterday, but really didn't have all that much of an impact as expected.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
Today's grain action was mixed here. We had some pretty big moves. Corn was the slowest contract, up about 1 to 2 cents. Soybeans were down 9. Put November at 863 and 3/4, down 9 1/4 cents. So that is a new low for this move here on the beans. Going back just, well, till the first part of April, we were around 935, and now we're 863 on the Novembers. The idea is that as rain continues to delay planting for corn, a lot of those acres will switch to beans, and so that's why we had corn up and then beans down 9. Also, idea is that we've had a bumper crop down in South America, specifically in the soybeans, is weighing on that as well. And then wheat up 5 to 8 cents, with Kansas City being up 5 and then Chicago being up 8 to 8 3/4. And it looks like the technical side of things have some short covering going on. And then also today concluded the Kansas 2019 wheat yield forecast of 47.2 bushels an acre for the state of Kansas. The 5-year average is 40.2. And then last year it was 38 bushels per acre. Now keep in mind, it's going to be a really good yield, but they have significantly less acres overall in the state of Kansas this year, mainly due to the price being as low as it is. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.